Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by John Nguyen, Senior Product Manager at Supermicro. Welcome, John.
Hello, Allison.
So, John, we've had Supermicro on the program a couple times before, but in case folks haven't heard of you, can you give us a little bit of background about the company and your role there?
Yes. Supermicro is what we like to call affectionately a 21-year startup. For the last 20 or so years, we've been providing hardware both to system builders, VARs, resellers, as well as now to enterprise, providing things such as component building blocks, as well as total solutions, rolling out with software as well as service on top.
You guys serve, you tend to bring new platforms to market to address some emerging workloads. You always seem to be in the mix when it comes to something that's nascent or new in the data center. Can you tell me about some of the areas that you see growing in terms of interest for new platforms?
For one, the clouds bring big data into the forefront, as well as Internet of Things. These are two growth areas that we're really focused on. Fortunately, we've been in a dedicated hosting and web serving environment, but we're seeing more and more as we go out from edge to cloud. We're bridging more of the commodity applications. And in conjunction with that, you also have graphics rendering enterprise applications, HPC, which we've also traditionally been in. But you're seeing more non-traditional uses of these applications.
Today's episode is about the launch of some new platforms by Supermicro, tied with the release of the new Xeon D1500 product family. Can you talk a little bit about the platforms that you're delivering today?
Absolutely. So we're going to be delivering two platforms, both in the X10 family, as we call it. This is based on the Xeon D or Bravo DE architecture, starting with the 1540 system on a chip, 8-core platform. This is our Mini ITX. It's a very compact platform being used for everything from embedded applications to microserver. We're targeting more into everything from, again, edge cloud, things that are standalone applications, and anything that's connected up to a wide area network.
What makes this processor different from other processors that you've collaborated with Intel on in the past?
So Xeon D is very exciting to us. For the first time, you have a very powerful processor in a very small package. Previously, we had some inklings of that from Avoton, Atom, and so on. We see Intel progressing very quickly towards what they have as an all-in-one solution. So this is the first time I've seen it where you have the very highest end for a system on a chip heading towards into the entry range, the mid-range for some of the current commodity applications we have today. It's just another example of Moore's Law in work, trying to accelerate all the architectures toward the common goal of giving very high performance for very low cost.
You referenced Atom before, and yeah, this is our third generation of SoC design for the data center. But you're right, first time that we've integrated a Xeon processor into that. What has that allowed you to do in terms of new capabilities for the platforms you're serving and maybe the use cases that those platforms are targeted for?
So previously we had a Ivy Bridge platform, Ivy Bridge Mobile, they were using, and a lot of customers took heart to that. We had a full range of customers from DC customers, cloud customers, guys were just using on telecom closets, all the way to people in government education. They're using it for things like small area networks, personal area networks, and also for some digital applications. And now we're seeing is possibility of using these in a wider range where people can have high performance in a smaller package for lower price point as well as low power point. So we can have a very small compact platform both for a system solution or for motherboard platform and give customers that cost performance they're looking for. So they don't have to sacrifice performance in order to get what they want without having to break their budget.
So when we look at use cases in the data center, are these going primarily towards microservers, or do you see these headed more into the space of storage or telco designs? What are your customers expressing interest in?
So this is really interesting. So we were looking at microserver originally, but our customers always surprise us. Whatever we come out with, they seem to be one step ahead and thinking about, oh, well, I could use this in this application, or here's an application you haven't thought about, but this is what I want to use it in, because their call to action is making sure that they have the best information for their market. So we tend to be more general and say, okay, well, I've got a platform that is a fit for these applications. They'll say, well, I can use it for microserver, or I can use it for an edge device or an endpoint device. I can use it for telecom closets, or I can use it for something like a PBX, things that we hadn't really considered, but they were able to adapt their application for.
kind of performance characteristics are you seeing on this compared to some of the previous generation stuff that you've used?
I'd say it's probably a good 40% gain, which you used to have, believe it or not. It's only been about maybe 14 months or so since that last one. And again, this goes into another segment that we hadn't anticipated going into very quickly. But now with the advent of the new Xeon D, we're going to be getting those performance points that customers have been waiting for. And thankfully, they haven't had to wait too very long.
When you take a look at an SoC, obviously it integrates I/O network into the actual core of the microprocessor. What is the downside, if any, of using an SoC for this purpose? Is there any downside versus discrete parts?
Usually you'll see some kind of a latency or some kind of I/O performance hit because of the fact that it's integrated. But this time around, I don't think we're going to see that. At least it's going to be very negligible for the customers.
Interesting. And upside, obviously, is the smaller footprint and lower power that you've been talking about before, I would assume.
Correct.
When it comes to actual system delivery, are there any innovative form factors that you've been able to achieve because of the SoC delivery?
Well, for the motherboard platform itself, we expect the customers to be able to use it in generally any footprint they're looking for, as long as it's within mini ITX or larger. We ourselves are going to introduce a 1U and a 2U mini tower application. So the 1U is for traditional or for network closets or DCs, whether using 2-post or 4-post, while the tower is going to be more for the small business, also for some enterprise customers that want to have a department server but don't want to have to deal with a large footprint, regions such as Asia or some of the places where size really does matter.
Interesting. So almost a new market to be served with this processor that's filling an important gap.
Yes, as well as the existing market that's currently on the roadmap.
John, if people are listening and they want to find out more about Supermicro's products, do you have a website to send them to?
Absolutely. They can go to www.supermicro.com/embedded.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Always good to hear about how you're innovating in the data center.
Well, thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.